The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Brian J. Kinnard, author of Sean Delaney's Hellbox, and also creator of the graphic novel series The Villicon Chronicles. And you're listening to two of the funniest guys in all of podcast, Tom and Zeus.
That's right, people. We're back with another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This week, it's volume one of our 90s playlist series. Oh, yes, we know that some of you love it and some of you don't love it. But Zeus loves it, and so do I.
Yeah, I love it in a painful way because I have so many items. And then you're like, well, just do volume one. I'm like, oh, okay.
Do you have any idea, since we came up with this, I have changed this list maybe 30, 40 times, and I'm still not satisfied with my list.
Dude,
I have to stop.
I had 40 artists.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah, 40 artists I could pick from.
Now, what I did here, what I did was, for the first one, I stuck with alternative and grunge, mostly college songs that are like, have a little bit of like nostalgia, meaning, and songs that I legitimately still listen to today. For me, that's how I put this list together.
All right. That makes sense. I could do the same thing. I could have done a country list. I could have done a like hard rock list I still listen to. Zeppelin, yep. Kiss, obviously. But let's stick to the 90s thing and go from there. So remember, this kind of stemmed from our 5-disc changer.
Yes.
I got so good at the 5-disc changer and the Sony fucking surround system that I had set up in college that I would be able to program when I put CDs in. Like, I want track 1, 4, 7, and 12 from this album. I want songs this, and this album. And I would play it and go to bed with that shit. And then I'm like, okay. Then you started making mix CDs, which you could make and record those from your desktop. And you can burn those, and you're like, holy shit. Yep. And then, life was grand.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, fucking goddamn streaming came in and ruined everything.
Okay. All right. Old man yells at cloud. Okay.
You little punks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, when I think 90s, I think grunge and alternative. Obviously, there's a ton more. There's a ton of rap that we listen to in the 90s. There's still hard rock in the 90s. But for this, I stuck with songs that mean something to me when I think of that era, and that I legitimately still listen to like today, that I still listen to every one of these songs on my list right now.
Yeah, I have a college days mix, and it has several songs from several artists, more than one. And then there's the one hit wonders that I would throw in there. And that means that's all I need from that artist. That's it. Throw it away. But it's on my 90s college mix. And I, when that song comes on, I love it.
Yep.
So I know I'm kind of used to it. But let's do a 10 list. We're not going to do honorable mentions because this is volume one. So why don't you start us off there, buddy, and go number 10 for you.
Now, I say this all the time. These are 10 songs. These are not, for me personally, these are not ranked like number one is the best. Number 10 is okay. These are just 10 songs. So I don't have an order here, but I got to give a number 10. So number 10, I'm starting right off. We talked about this song before. It was on the single soundtrack. Nearly Lost You, Screaming Trees.
I'm going to try to stay away from stuff that you've picked.
That's okay. And I'll do the same. I'll do the same. If you double up, I mean, we have backups upon backups, so there'll be no duplicates, I'm pretty sure.
So put it this way. Anytime I have my college mix, 90s mix, Nearly Lost You is guaranteed to be on there. But we're minimizing this to a song of 10. So it might not make my list, and I don't want to duplicate because I have a millions of yours.
Yep.
So, yeah, Nearly Lost You. It's a brilliant song. Just awesome. Yep. So my number 10, and I want to make sure I get all these artists in because these artists for me will be on every fucking list there is for the 90s.
Do it.
And I'm going to go with Alice in Chains and What the Hell Have I.
Nice.
That's. Fucking riff is so insane.
Last Action Hero.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, I fucking love it. Yep. I love it.
That's and awesome.
Just it's hard to start things over.
Yeah, it's a great underrated AIC song because it's really high. It's not on
it's
anything.
A deep
really.
Cut. You can get it off of that. You can get it off their box set. Which
the box
I
set.
Have.
Yep.
It is a. Fucking great deep cut from Alice in Chains. What the Hell Have I? And that's off that great soundtrack with Pete Sampras's wife in Last Action Hero, which is one of the most underrated fucking movies of that era. I love it. How are you going to snap your thumb? How are you going to snap your fingers when I rip off both of your thumbs?
that soundtrack will be an ARC pick sooner or later.
Maybe the movie too.
Oh God.
Hello. Can I speak to the drug dealer of the house?
Oh, man.
All right, Tom, number 9 for you.
All right, number 9. This was a huge one with me and my roommate Murph. You guys all know Murph. He's connected to a lot of these songs, and this is one. This is one right here. This is
Thistle?
This is Somebody to Shove by Soul Asylum.
Yes! That's a fucking great song.
First of all, I know everybody talks about Runaway Train and Black Gold, the great songs. Somebody to Shove was the first song that I remember hearing off this album. I'm like, what a fucking great tune.
Yeah, and the big number for them was Runaway Train.
Runaway Train.
The video and stuff.
That's right.
I remember he was banging Winona Ryder when she was like the thing in the 90s.
Yeah. And Runaway Train's very like melodic, very like mid-tempo. It's a great song, but somebody's
the album is great.
Yeah, it is. Grave Dancers Union, potential ARC in the future. Stay tuned.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes.
All right. So I got to make sure I get certain songs in.
Do it.
And I feel like even volume four for me, if we ever get to that point,
I know,
we'll still have like unbelievably great songs, in my opinion.
I agree.
But I'm going to go a little bit lighter here. And of what I think, and I'll probably try to get it to be an ARC album, despite Sonny.
Somebody had to say it. Sorry, we love you, Sonny.
We do. But I will tell you, the amount of comments we get on him are always... Jesus, God bless him. Anyway, this artist is when there was an explosion of female musicians in the
90s. Oh, yeah. I got a lot on my list.
And not only is this woman... I've seen her live. Not only is this woman fucking gorgeous, in my opinion, with her snaggle teeth, but I think her second album, Spirit, is one of the best albums in the 90s, and there's a song called Life Uncommon. The video, the music, the lyrics are off the charts, and her voice is just an angel. So super fucking talented. The way that she could do her own music, write her own lyrics, and just her voice is just so fucking unique. So super talented. Again, Spirit is one of my favorite albums of the 90s, and Life Uncommon is such a beautiful song.
Never heard it, but you got to tell our listeners. You got to tell our listeners who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, I didn't even say her name.
No.
I thought people got it when I said Snaggletooth. And that is Jewel. Oh, yeah. My God. She is.
I don't know this song.
I love it. Oh, my God. That whole album is so, you can listen to the lyric. Oh, it's just awesome. I fucking love it.
Okay.
All right. That's my number 9. Number 8 to you.
Okay. Here's another. I'm kind of cheating here because this is another that came off the single soundtrack. But sorry, these are the ones that hit home that are non-negotiable for me on a 90s playlist, volume one. And that is Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns, Mother Love Bone.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about it before on when we did the ARC on the single soundtrack. It's just essential 90s for me. So.
Yeah. When we talk about our love for the single soundtrack and then that song came on in college.
Huge. Yep. So good.
Oh, love it. Fucking love it.
Yep.
Number 8 for me. Where the fuck do I go? All right. I'll cheat a little here. An album that will definitely come up eventually on ARC. and one of my favorite, if not the favorite, 90s bands for me. And I still listen to them to this day. They're fantastic. And they're still putting out good music. And that's Stone Temple Pilots. And I will take Vaseline over probably, I don't know, it might make my Mount Rushmore of 90s grunge slash fucking songs. I love Vaseline. I love the riff. I love the way it just builds. And the video, the way that it's just so fucking cool. Just when you thought STP was like, oh, yeah, that's fucking, you know, it's good music, but it's just then another type of Pearl Jam song, yep. A band fucking came in with this purple album that just like, whoa, what the fuck? Unbelievable. And Vaseline is such a kick ass song.
You love purple way more than me, but Vaseline's a great song. Vaseline's
I got to
song.
See them at the Garden with Rye Guy on that tour, and they fucking pulled out like for 40 minutes. They did an acoustic set. I saw them. I'm like, oh, holy shit.
I saw them when they headlined. You remember the old WBCN River Rave that they used to do those? Yep. They did one at Foxborough? I think it was at Foxborough, and STP had headlined it that year. One of the years it went. Yeah.
So good.
All right, so here's one. This is a song that's from the very first time I heard it, and it actually just popped up on Shuffle not long ago when I was on a run, and I listened to it all the time. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of the band, but this song to this day, 20 years later, however long later, it still absolutely rips. And that is a song called Starseed by Our Lady Peace. If you've never heard of it. Okay. Our Lady Peace has a couple of good songs. They have a unique style. The lead singer has kind of a weird kind of style to his tone, but Starseed just absolutely rips. It's like a driving song. It has a buildup. It has a killer chorus.
Who's the artist?
Our Lady Peace.
Is it like a band?
It's
of
a band.
Guys,
yeah. Yep, it's
women?
A band. No, it's a band. No, it's all guys. It's like a post grunge type of band. They had a couple. Okay. Starseed was the big song. They had a song called Superman's Dead. They had another song. Yeah, they were big in like the post grunge era. But Starseed has always been the huge song for me. I love them.
Were you gonna say like Jeopardy? You remember that song? It was big in the '80s.
It was big in the '80s. I love to Jeopardy.
Are you on the ball there, son?
I love how he says, I love how he just totally fought. He says, I love to Jeopardy. like it's not like I lost on Jeopardy.
It's as Sonny would say, those little earworms you pick up that he's fucking up on purpose.
I love to Jeopardy. Like, so stupid.
Wrong. And you're forgetting the answers. Oh, that fucking Jeopardy skit on the Jerky Boys is insane. Tom, I'm going to pick number 7, and that you're going to fucking, in my opinion, I think you're going to go, yes! Not a very popular band. Like, they had that album, which is great. I think they're very good. They've had a few songs that I really love. But the one that sticks out for me, Low from Cracker.
Oh, dude. Do you have any idea how many? I had like three Cracker songs on my list.
And I know which ones probably. Yeah.
Yep. And they just didn't make the cut for volume one. I'm so glad you
picked
that.
A million pockets going to make. And then that bang, bang. That little guitar fucking fill.
Great call. Great call.
Oh my God. Low is such a great song off the Cracker album. Give it a listen, guys. You'll love it.
It's great. It's great. All right, so Zeus mentioned this with like the female. So I have a sweet spot for 90s alternative, like female bands and singers and stuff. Like I love this stuff in the 90s. I actually have an entire playlist of like probably 75 songs. It's just female alternative grunge like artists. And this album is pretty good, but they're primarily known to a lot of people as a one hit wonder. But I have the album, so I like a lot of their songs. But I'm going with Cannonball by the Breeders.
I knew it. I knew you were going to have that.
Huge, huge song at Stonehill for me. I still love it to this day. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And then all of a sudden you hear, throughout the background of the song, there's like a million little sound effects going on.
There's all these weird noises and shit. Yeah, it's awesome.
And it works.
Yep, of course.
All right. Now, my next track, and I'll have one from them probably on all these volumes. But when I think of grunge, and this isn't my favorite song of theirs, I think of this song more than anything. And this is the part that everyone's like, oh, grunge, that's Seattle. It ain't for these guys. And that is my band that I think their album is probably a top album of the 90s. And that is the Smashing Pumpkins and Rocket.
You went with Rocket. Okay.
Love that. If you want to talk similar to Cannonball, it's just noise. Distortion. And it works, and you can hear, and then all of a sudden it picks up right in the bridge.
Rocket's a good song.
And then it fucking goes, I will be free, and then just fucking takes off. It is such an awesome song. And, you know, I know he's got a weird voice, but it works for this album, and it works on that song. And you can barely understand. You need the lyrics because you can't fucking understand a word he's saying. But that video too, the song, Rocket stands out for me. It reminds me of Stonehill so much. It reminds me of the 90s. Very distinctive. It may not be my favorite song by them, but fucking love it. Rocket by Smashing Pumpkins.
Yep. Siamese Dream is great. Oh. Fucking great album. Great album. I can't believe neither one of us have picked that yet.
You shit on them all the time.
But that album stands alone for me.
You will fall in love again when we pick that album.
I still love that album. I just can't stand them and anything that they did. Like, I mean, even Melancholy is like, all right. So back to the female stuff. So one of my all time favorite artists and albums, and this was just re-released on vinyl, Hollard vinyl. So, you know, it sounds good. And that is the album Become What You Are by the Juliana Hatfield Three. The entire album is unskippable. But I'm going to go with the big hit off of that, and that is My Sister from the Juliana Hatfield Three. Everybody knows that song. She's just I don't know. I'm not going to embarrass myself by trying to sing it. But that was like the quote unquote standout track off of Become What You Are album by the Juliana Hatfield Three. Then she kind of went off on her own and became just Juliana Hatfield. But this was like when she had her band.
I thought a big one was Spin the Bottle.
That was also the big one off of that. And that was big because it was on the Reality Bites soundtrack.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that's on this album as well. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. For me, number five, I'm going to pick a band that Tom fucking hates. He doesn't just not like them. I think he hates them.
Oh, I know what this is going to be. I love them. I know what band this is, and I probably know what song it is.
No, you don't know the song. I'm not picking the more popular song. I'm going to pick Offspring, and I'm going to go with Self-Esteem.
The song you were going to pick. I knew it.
I'm going to say Come Out and Play.
No, this is one of the worst bands in the history of recorded music.
Fucking love them.
Just beyond brutal. I knew you were going to pick them.
God damn, I love them so much. That fucking album rocks. The way he's screaming, the guitar on it.
His voice.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
The only band I can think that might annoy me more than them is fucking Green Day. And I pray that they're not on your list right now.
just listen. Self-Esteem, if you guys remember. When she's saying, oh, that she wants only me, then I wonder why she sleeps with my friends. Oh!
Yeah, because she sleeps with your friends because your voice is terrible. She can't listen to it anymore. It's like terrible.
Do you like the little Flavor Flav guy they have on the side that always goes, you got to keep them separated?
It's just not good. It's just not good.
Awesome. Self-Esteem is one of the great songs off a great album.
All right. I'm going to keep the wagon train going here with my love of the female alt rockers here, and then I'll save the heavy hitters for my last three. So this is a band I saw them in concert with Murph a few years ago in Boston, because they are a Boston band.
I know.
Tons of great songs, but they came out with an album while we were at Stonehill, kind of like junior senior year. I can't remember exactly what year it came out. Love these guys or gals, well, it's both. And I'm going with Super Connected by Belly. Belly, their albums King and Star. King!
Did somebody throw rocks at him?
I love this. Tanya Donnelly, the lead singer, absolutely angelic voice. Love the band. Great, like, alt pop type of stuff from the 90s. Super Connected, just nails it. Love these guys.
Did you say hopped up on that crack cocaine?
Indeed.
All right. Number four for me. It's the 90s, so you know I'm taking an REM song.
Yes.
But I'm not going to go for the obvious Automatic for the People. I'm going to take a deep cut because the hope is that you guys will try some of these songs that you don't may not be familiar with. You'll be like, holy shit, this sucks. Or holy shit, this is good. So yep. I'm going for the last track on Out of Time, and that is Me and Honey. I fucking love it.
Okay.
So it's got the lady from the B-52s, and she's just like, I don't know, like having an orgasm throughout the whole song.
Good for her.
And it's just the same fucking acoustic chords over again. Din, 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 and it's just nonstop. And he's singing about a guy is singing in about his girlfriend being pregnant, and he's fucking pissed that he's got a kid on the way, and me and honey. And he's just bitching about like, what about me? What about me? I shit. What are you? Why don't you care what I'm thinking about? And it's like he looks back and he's like, oh, man, I think I fucking handled that wrong. It's just got this great driving acoustic song. And in that haunting voice from that lady from the B-52s, Me and Honey reminds me of fucking the 90s. Love the song. It's one of my favorite REM tracks.
All right. Nice. Okay. All right. So I got three left. These are like my personal heavy hitters here. I could have gone with pretty much any song from these guys. Was leaning towards something off a Jar of Flies, but I'm like, we did that on ARC. So I'm going to pull something a little different. And one of their, arguably, in my opinion, one of their heaviest songs they've ever done, off of Dirt. And that is Damn That River from Alice in Chains. Just even if you don't like grunge, I don't know how you can't like this song. Just a brutal, heavy riff song. Lane sounds incredible. Obviously, we've preached our love for Jerry Cantrell, and Damn That River just kills it.
Yeah. What am I going to say? I love Alice in Chains.
Exactly.
They're fan-fucking-tastic.
Yep.
So for me, number three is from a little band called Lush. I don't know if you know them.
Yes.
And there's a song called Lady Killers.
Great song. Yep.
Fucking love it. And
good stuff.
From a female's point of view at a bar, just constantly the different types of men that are trying to pick her up.
Yep.
And it's just got such a great din, 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 din. Love it. And then the great little story part of it, the first guy, and if you ever see the video, the guy is the exact Anthony Kiedis fucking lookalike, and he acts like him and he dances like him because the story was that she wrote about Anthony Kiedis because they were touring with him, and he was just like so like over the top like personality and just like, dude, enough, like step the fuck back.
Nice.
The song is awesome.
That's
such
a cool
deep cut. Yep. It is for me a one hit wonder. It's the only song I have the album.
Yep.
The only song I ever got into by them, Lush, Lady Killers. Check it out.
All right. So I got to have Pearl Jam on here because they're one of my all-time favorite bands, especially the early part of their career. It's funny because 10 is, you know, probably my favorite Pearl Jam album. Maybe Versus is right behind it. But I'm picking a song off of Vitalogy because the good songs off of Vitalogy are great. But the problem is there's a lot of shit on that, like Hey Foxy Mop Handle Mama.
You're not a big fan of Bugs.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going with what might be, if it's not my favorite Pearl Jam song, it's top two or three. And I'm going with Corduroy off of Vitalogy. I have always loved that song. I don't get sick of it. I heard it today at work and I was like, I still love everything about this song. It's a perfect Pearl Jam song for me.
Yeah, it's always a great one.
Yep.
There is a video that they released called Touring Band.
Yep.
When Jimmy lived with me, this is our buddy from college.
Yep.
We used to play Touring Band constantly. And I'm not sure if it's that or Given to Fly in the video. Just Eddie Vedder, so awkward.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
What's going on? There's like some chanting going on. And he's got this lady. There's a big lady who's signing the song.
Oh, no.
To the crowd.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going. and we're going to have this great big fat girl over here, and she's going to be spining this music.
What was he? Buffalo Bill? We've got a great big fat person over here right now. Like, what the fuck is he doing?
It's so awkward, man. It's off a touring band. Touring band is one of the best, like, video DVDs of, of PJ at the time. Okay. So. Just remember that running gag. There's this big fat lady over here. She's going to be signing this song.
Man. Oh, Eddie. Poor fat lady.
Anyways, it's the 90s. I got to take a Nirvana song. So I'm not going to take the obvious anything off of Nevermind. I'm going to take the fucking lead track off of their debut album, Blue, which is such a fucking awesome song. I love Blue. The lyrics are so cool. The fucking way he picks up, it's a hard rocking song. And it's Bleach is a little bit, it's harder. It's way more grungy. It's not as poppish, but it's a harder rock album.
There's some songs that fucking rip on there.
Yeah, about as heavy as anything you're going to hear.
Like what? That song? So I was just going to say, that's exactly, School, No Reset, the fucking song's no insane. Reset. That is so good.
It's heavy shit. Yeah, and Blue is a great way to lead off, and it's one of my favorite tracks by them.
Good call. Good deep cut. All right, my last song comes off of, this is probably one of my all-time favorite non-Kiss albums in the history of albums.
I know where you're going.
It'll probably get to ARC sooner or later. This, besides probably Jar of Flies, is like Stonehill in a nutshell. It's a very important album to me. I know Murph loves it. We were supposed to have tickets to see these guys, then COVID struck. But I'm going with The Innocent by Driving and Crying.
Really? I knew you were going Driving and Crying, but I'm surprised at the song.
I was going to go, I could have went with Fly Me Courageous, the title track, Build a Fire, something, but The Innocent, I just could have gone with anything off this album, but The Innocent is just fucking incredible. I love these guys.
Yeah.
Love these guys. Love this album.
Just a very unique band that kind of was working its way in there. Like, where do they define themselves? Not really grunge, a little Black Crowish, a little Southern Rockish.
Yeah.
Like, trying to get its place. And because of that, I think didn't get the exposure they should have.
They were one of those weird bands that came out and nobody knew, like they weren't grunge. They weren't alternative.
They weren't hair metal.
They weren't hair metal. They were like I would probably say Black Crowish.
Georgia Satellites, Black Crowish, Southern rock.
Kind of. Exactly. Southern alternative rock. I can't even describe them, but anyways, Fly Me Courageous. If you guys don't know that album, my God, so good.
Tom loves it.
Love it. Love it.
All right. I'll end with this. I've said this a few times over the years on our show. I think it's a Mount Rushmore song for me from the 90s. And Murph will be very happy to hear this. I'm going to tip the hat to Gin Blossoms. Found Out About You is such a well-written song. Lyrics off the charts. Fucking the melody. The vocals, everything.
This is a great song.
I think it's a fucking masterpiece for the 90s.
It's a great. Yep.
And the lyrics just make it even better. But I can't get enough of that. And I think the whole album's solid. Gin Blossoms is very. They fit into the alternative mix more so than Driving and Crying does. But they have a little bit of Southern kind of rock to it.
Yep. Yep.
And but Found Out About You is such,
dude.
It defines the 90s for me when you take away from the big six.
It's New Miserable Experience is an album that I have grown to, because I remember I used to like kind of, because when we would listen to grunge and hard stuff, like, Gin Blossoms, like Toad the Wet Sprocket, all these bands. I love those bands now. I think those bands have survived the 90s better than a lot of those other bands. And New Miserable Experience, it's a great album. Yeah. It's a great album. I agree. Yeah.
So that's our 10 playlists.
Volume one.
Yeah, we'll try to set this up and put it on Spotify for you guys. We'll try to get that going.
Yep.
But these songs are, like Tom said, volume one. Stay tuned for volume two coming soon. With that being said, peace out, Girl Scout. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.